This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
All right, so you're knee-deep in wedding planning.
Yeah.
But let's be real.
Let's get real.
Forget the whole forever fireworks thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because, frankly, that's bullshit.
That's total BS.
We're going to dive deep today.
Okay.
Into why the honeymoon phase fades and how to keep things hot, even when real life, you know, kicks in.
Exactly.
So I was listening to this podcast episode the other day.
Okay.
And it was all about, like, the science behind love and relationships. And
oh, cool.
Yeah, and it totally blew my mind.
I bet.
Basically, like, at the beginning, it's a total chemical shitstorm.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy.
Dopamine, oxytocin, adrenaline.
Yeah, your brain is basically hijacked by hormones.
It's like a chemistry lab gone wild in there.
It makes you feel euphoric.
Yeah.
And obsessed with your partner. Like,
yeah.
All you can think about is them.
And it's dopamine.
Yeah.
That's the one that really, like, makes you crave them.
Right. Like a drug.
Yeah. Like, every time you see them or even think about them,
uh-huh.
You get this hit of dopamine.
And you want more.
And you want more.
More, more, more.
And then there's oxytocin, right? The cuddle hormone.
Right. That makes you feel all, like, warm and fuzzy.
So it's not all bad.
No, not at all.
Okay, so then what happened?
Well, while all that's going on,
okay,
your serotonin actually dips.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
You're telling me love is messing with my happy chemicals.
It is.
No wonder I'm such a mess.
But there's a reason.
Why?
Evolution.
Okay.
It's all about bonding and procreation.
So nature's basically saying, hey, I need you to make some babies.
Yeah.
So I'm going to, like, screw with your brain chemistry a little bit, make you crazy for each other.
Pretty much.
You're welcome.
That's evolution for you.
Okay, that is kind of depressing, actually.
Well, it's not exactly romantic, but I think there's beauty in it, too.
Beauty? How?
Our brains are literally wired for connection, for love.
Okay.
And those crazy intense feelings,
yeah,
they serve a purpose. They get you hooked. And that's how it all begins.
Okay, I see your point.
Yeah.
But this whole serotonin dip thing,
yeah,
it can't be good for us in the long run.
Right.
Like, who wants to be a moody mess forever?
Well, thankfully it doesn't last forever.
No, it doesn't.
Nope.
Okay, so then what?
Your brain chemistry shifts again.
Mm-hmm.
And you transition into a different type of love.
Okay.
It's called companionate love.
Companionate love. Sounds kind of boring if you ask me.
No. Don't want to underestimate it.
Okay, but how do you go from crazy in love to, like, comfortably in love and not lose the spark?
That's the million-dollar question.
Because no one wants to end up in a boring routine.
Nobody.
Right. So what's the secret?
It takes effort.
Damn.
And intention.
Ugh. I was hoping for an easier solution.
Nope.
Oh, all right, fine.
But the work is worth it.
Okay, I'm listening. Tell me more.
There are strategies to keep that spark alive.
I like the
even when the initial flames die down.
Give me the goods.
Okay, so first of all, novelty is your best friend.
Novelty. Okay.
Remember how dopamine loves new experiences?
Yeah.
You can use that to your advantage.
Ooh, I like where this is going.
Try new things together.
Like what?
A new restaurant.
Right.
A weekend trip.
Yeah.
Learn a new skill.
Okay. All good ideas.
Anything to break out of that routine?
Yeah, I'm all about trying new things.
Good.
But what about when life gets in the way?
What do you mean?
Like work, bills, laundry.
Oh, yeah.
It's easy to get caught up in the mundane.
It is.
You know? And forget about romance.
Well, even small gestures can make a difference.
Like what?
Surprise your partner with a thoughtful gift.
Okay.
Cook their favorite meal.
Mm-hmm.
Leave them a love note.
I can do that.
It shows you care.
But let's get real for a second.
Okay.
Physical intimacy is important, too.
Yes, very important.
So how do we keep the fire burning in the bedroom when you've been together for years, maybe even decades?
You know that initial lust?
It might fade.
Yeah.
But it can evolve into something deeper.
Yeah, Ellie.
Much deeper.
Okay, how?
Communication is key.
All right.
Talk to each other.
All right.
Your desires.
Okay.
Your fantasies, what you enjoy.
Yeah.
What you don't enjoy.
Oh.
Be open to trying new things.
I like that.
Explore each other's bodies.
Ooh, getting spicy.
Keep things exciting.
I'm all about that.
It's all about communication.
Open communication. A sense of adventure.
Yes.
That's a recipe for some hot sex.
It is.
What about emotional intimacy?
Right. Well, for that,
how do we stay connected on that deeper level?
You have to be present and actively listen.
Okay.
Make time for each other.
Even if it's just for a few minutes.
Even for 15 minutes.
Okay.
Put your phones down.
Ugh, fine.
Look into each other's eyes.
Okay.
Really listen to what they're saying.
I am so bad at that.
A lot of people are.
I'm always scrolling through my phone when my partner's trying to talk to me.
It's a common trap. I know.
But being present is crucial.
Okay, I'll work on that.
And don't underestimate the power of touch.
Like what?
A hug.
Yeah.
A kiss.
Uh-huh.
Holding hands.
Okay.
Those small gestures mean a lot.
I get it.
It's not always about the grand gestures. It's the everyday moments. Yeah. The little things.
But sure you care.
Exactly.
So it's about being intentional.
Yes.
And thoughtful.
And making an effort.
Yeah.
To nurture that connection.
Every single day.
Every day.
Let's be honest, though.
Okay.
Sometimes it's also about choosing your battles.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Letting the little things slide.
My partner leaves his socks on the floor.
Oh, I know that one.
And it used to drive me crazy.
Yeah.
But then I was like,
yeah.
It's just socks.
Exactly.
It's not worth fighting about.
Is it really worth ruining your day?
No, probably not.
So let it go.
Okay. I'm totally on board with that.
Good.
But what about the bigger issues?
What do you mean?
You know, the deeper issues that come up in every relationship.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How do we navigate those conversations?
Right.
Without ending up in a screaming match?
You need to communicate.
Well, yeah.
But like healthy communication.
Okay.
Constructive communication.
So like no yelling, name calling.
Yep.
Bringing up past arguments.
Yeah, no.
Damn, that's going to be tough.
It takes practice.
Yeah, I guess.
You have to shift your mindset.
Oh.
It's not about winning the argument.
Oh.
It's about finding a solution together.
Okay, so teamwork.
Exactly.
Not combat.
Right.
But let's be real, we're going to disagree sometimes.
Of course.
And things might get heated.
Sure.
So how do we keep those disagreements from turning into like relationship-ending blowouts?
Well, one strategy is to take a break.
A break?
Yeah. When things get too intense.
You mean like walk away?
Yes. Walk away.
Okay.
Calm down and then come back to it.
When you're both in a better headspace.
Exactly.
That makes sense, actually.
It does.
Yeah. Walking away before things escalate.
Yes.
Is probably a good idea.
Probably the best idea.
Okay, but
yeah.
Relationships aren't always sunshine and roses.
You're right about that.
Like, shit happens.
It does.
So how do we deal with the curveballs that life throws our way?
You face those challenges as a team.
Okay, teamwork. I like that.
You support each other.
But how? What does that actually look like?
You're there for each other.
Okay.
Emotionally, physically, mentally.
So like you listen without judgment?
Yes.
You offer encouragement?
Uh-huh.
You're a shoulder to cry on?
Exactly.
You celebrate the successes?
Yes.
You offer comfort during the tough times?
You got it.
Wow. So basically we have to be each other's rock.
Pretty much.
Even when we're both like crumbling inside.
That's what it's all about.
Damn.
And remember, you're not alone in this.
What do you mean?
Every couple faces challenges.
Yeah, that's true.
It's how you navigate those challenges together.
Yeah.
That determines the strength of your relationship.
That's deep.
It is.
So what does all this mean for our listeners?
What do you mean?
The ones who are about to get married.
Oh, yeah.
What's the secret to making it last?
Well, there's no magic formula.
Come on, there's got to be something.
But it's more than just saying, I do.
It is.
It's about making a choice every single day.
It's a choice.
To love, respect, and support your partner.
So you have to show up?
Yes.
Even when it's hard?
Even when you're tired?
Even when you'd rather be doing a million other things?
Exactly.
You have to choose your partner again and again through all the ups and downs.
Through it all.
The good times and the bad times.
But, and let's be honest.
What?
Your partner is not perfect.
No one is.
They're going to make mistakes.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
They're going to drive you crazy sometimes.
Right.
But you have to embrace those imperfections and love them anyway.
That's hard.
It is.
Love isn't a destination. It's a journey.
A messy, complicated, beautiful journey.
Wow. You should write greeting cards.
Maybe I will.
But seriously.
Yeah.
If you can remember all that.
Yeah.
You're already way ahead of the game.
Way ahead.
So keeping the spark alive.
Yes.
Building a strong foundation.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Weathering life's storms.
It all comes down to effort.
Yeah.
Communication.
And a whole lot of grace.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Okay, my friends. That's a wrap for today on this deep dive.
Okay.
Into the real deal of love and relationships.
Real talk.
We hope you're walking away feeling empowered.
Yes.
Enlightened.
Absolutely.
And maybe a little bit more prepared.
A little bit.
For this wild ride.
You got this.
Now go out there and create the badass love story that you deserve.
Cheers to that.
Cheers.
It can't last forever, though.
What, the serotonin dip?
Yeah, the hormonal frenzy.
Oh, thank God.
It does start to fade.
Phew. So what happens then?
Your brain chemistry, like, shifts again.
Okay.
And you move into a different type of love.
Like what?
Companionate love, it's called.
Companionate love.
Yeah.
It sounds kind of boring.
No.
Like sweatpants and Netflix on the couch, boring.
It's not like that. It's
right.
It's less about the fireworks and more about like a deeper connection built on trust and intimacy and...
Yeah, shared experiences, I get it.
Yeah.
Okay, but how do you go from like crazy in love to like comfortably in love without losing that spark?
That's the big question.
Right. Because nobody wants to just fizzle out.
No, nobody wants a boring routine.
Okay, so spill the tea. What's the secret?
It takes work.
Ugh, seriously.
Yeah, it takes effort
okay.
and intention.
Yeah. Damn, I was kind of hoping for an easier answer.
Nope, sorry.
Fine.
But trust me, the work, it's totally worth it.
Okay, fine. You've convinced me. I'm listening.
Okay, so there are actually proven strategies to keep the spark alive, even when the initial, you know, the honeymoon phase, it kind of dies down.
Okay. All right. I'm hooked. Give me all the good stuff. What do we got to do?
Okay. Well, first of all, novelty.
Novelty. What do you mean?
Remember how I said that dopamine, like it loves new experiences?
Oh, yeah.
You can use that to your advantage.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
Inject some excitement into the relationship.
Like what? Like what kind of stuff?
Try a new restaurant together.
Okay.
Take a weekend trip.
Uh-huh.
Learn a new skill.
Ooh, I like that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything that breaks you out of the routine creates shared memories.
All right. I'm all about trying new things, but
what
about when life, you know, just gets in the way?
Oh, I know what you mean.
Work, bills, laundry.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, you get caught up in the mundane.
It's easy to forget about the romance.
Exactly. So then what?
Even small gestures can make a big difference.
Like what? Give me an example.
Surprise your partner with a gift. Cook their favorite meal?
Yeah.
Leave them a love note.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. It's the little things.
Okay, I like it. I could do that. But we got to talk about physical intimacy.
Yes. It's important.
It's super important.
Yeah, very important.
So how do we, you know,
yeah,
keep things hot in the bedroom?
Keep the fire burning.
Yeah, exactly. When you've been together for like years.
Right. Well, that initial, the lust and passion, it might fade a bit.
Yeah, for sure.
But it can actually evolve.
Then what?
Something deeper, something more meaningful.
Really?
Yeah, much deeper.
Okay, but how?
Communication is key.
Oh, here we go again.
Yeah, I know.
Communication, communication, communication.
But it's true.
Okay, fine. But like, what are we supposed to be communicating about?
I talk about your desires.
Okay.
Your fantasies, what you enjoy,
yeah,
what you don't enjoy.
Ooh, getting a little spicy now.
Be open to trying new things. Explore each other's bodies.
Okay.
Keep it exciting.
This all sounds good, but it's not just about the physical, right?
Yeah, of course not.
Like, what about emotional intimacy?
Very important.
How do we stay connected on that deeper level?
You have to be present.
Present.
Yeah, like truly present.
Okay, actively listen. I know.
It's time for each other.
Even if it's just for a few minutes?
Yeah, even 15 minutes a day.
Okay.
Put the phones down.
Ugh, Frank.
Look into each other's eyes.
Okay.
And just listen.
I am so bad at that.
I know, a lot of people are.
I'm always, like, halfway listening while I'm scrolling on my phone.
It's a common trap.
You know, I know, but...
It's a bad habit.
Yeah.
Being present is so important.
Okay, fine. I'll work on it.
And don't forget the power of touch.
Touch? Like what kind of touch?
Just a hug, a kiss.
Okay.
Holding hands.
Yeah, I like that.
It can mean so much.
Okay, so it's not always about like the big romantic gestures.
No.
It's about the everyday moments.
Like,
a little thing.
It's the small things.
That show you care.
It all adds up.
Okay, so be intentional.
Be thoughtful.
Make an effort.
And honestly...
Yeah.
Sometimes it's about choosing your battles.
Oh my God, yes.
Letting the little things slide.
Okay, so my partner, right?
Yeah.
He always leaves his socks on the floor.
Oh, the socks on the floor.
I know. It's like a classic.
It's a classic.
And it used to drive me insane.
I bet.
But you know what?
It's just...
Socks.
Exactly.
It's not worth fighting over.
Is it really worth ruining your day?
No, not at all.
So let it go.
Okay, I'm totally on board with this whole choosing your battles thing.
Good.
But what about, like, the bigger issues.
No, the deeper ones.
The ones that every couple fights about.
Right.
How do you navigate those conversations?
Sure.
Without it turning into a screaming match?
You need to communicate.
Yeah, I know, but like how?
Healthy communication.
How?
Constructive communication.
So no yelling, no name calling.
Yeah.
No bringing up past arguments.
None of that.
Damn, that's going to be tough.
It takes practice.
Okay, I'll try.
But it's important.
So how do you do it?
You have to shift your mindset.
Okay, in what way?
It's not about winning the argument.
No.
It's about finding a solution together.
Okay, so like teamwork.
Yes, teamwork.
Not combat.
Exactly.
Okay, I can get behind that, yeah. But we're going to disagree sometimes.
Well, of course.
It's inevitable, right. And things are going to get heated.
Right. So how do you stop it?
Yeah. How do you keep those disagreements from turning into a relationship ending blowout?
One thing you can try is taking a break.
A break? What do you mean?
When things get too intense, just walk away.
Seriously? Just walk away?
Yeah. Calm down.
Okay.
And then come back to it.
When you're both in a better headspace.
Exactly.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Like walk away before things escalate.
Exactly. It's a good strategy.
Yeah, probably the best strategy. Okay, but, relationships.
Yeah.
They're not always sunshine and roses.
Right.
Shit happens.
It does.
How do we deal with, the curveballs life throws at us?
You face them together.
As a team.
As a team, exactly.
But, what does that even look like? How do you support each other when things get tough?
You're there for each other.
Yeah.
Emotionally.
Yeah.
Physically, mentally.
So you're listening without judgment.
You listen without judgment, exactly.
Offer encouragement.
Yeah.
You're a shoulder to cry on.
Yes.
Celebrate the successes.
Celebrate the good times.
Offer comfort during the setbacks.
Yeah.
Tough times.
Damn. So we gotta be.
You gotta be.
Each other's rock.
You gotta be each other's rock.
Even when we're crumbling inside.
Even when you're crumbling inside.
That's deep.
And you know what?
Yeah.
You're not alone.
What do you mean? Every couple goes through this.
They face challenges?
They face challenges. Okay. And how you navigate those challenges together really determines the strength of your relationship.
So what does all this mean for our listeners
who
are about to get married?
About to embark on this crazy journey.
Yeah. What's the secret to making it last?
You know what?
Well,
there's no magic formula.
Come on. You got to give me something.
It's more than just saying, I do.
It is. It's about...
But what is it about?
Making a conscious choice.
Every day.
Every single day.
To do what?
To love.
Okay.
Respect.
Uh-huh.
Support your partner.
So you have to show up.
You have to show up.
Even when it's hard.
Even when it's hard.
When you're tired.
When you're exhausted.
When you'd rather be doing a million other things.
When you want to do anything else.
You have to choose your partner.
You have to choose them.
Every day.
Every single day. Through the ups.
The ups.
The
downs.
The good times.
The good times.
The bad times.
The bad times. And let's be honest.
Or be real.
Our partners.
Yeah.
They're not perfect.
Nobody's perfect.
They're going to make mistakes.
They will.
They're going to drive us crazy.
Oh, yeah.
But we got to.
Embrace the imperfections.
Embrace those imperfections.
And love them anyway.
And love them anyway.
And remember.
Remember.
Love is not a destination.
Love is not a destination.
It's a journey.
It's a journey.
A messy.
A messy.
Complicated.
It's a beautiful journey.
Beautiful journey, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You should write greeting cards.
I know.
You'd be really good at it.
Maybe I'll start a side hustle.
But seriously, if our listeners remember all that.
If they remember all this,
they're already
ahead
of the game.
They're way ahead of the game.
So to sum it all up.
Okay.
Keeping the spark alive.
Yeah.
Building a strong foundation.
Uh-huh. And weathering life's storms.
Yeah.
It comes down to effort.
Effort.
Communication.
Then a whole lot of grace.
A whole lot of grace. Couldn't have said it better myself.
All right, my friends. That's a wrap on today's deep dive.
That's it for today.
Into the real deal of love and relationships.
The real deal.
We hope you're walking away feeling empowered.
Empowered.
Enlightened.
Enlightened, yeah.
And maybe just a little bit more prepared.
A little bit.
For this wild ride we call love.
You got this.
Go out there.
Go out there.
And create the badass love story you deserve.
Cheers to that.
Cheers.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.